It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending.
All right. Pete, you have some, some stats? We're just working. If you're listening, this is behind the scenes, behind the curtain. We're just, what we're piecing together is what we think will be another award-winning podcast.
Oh, my God. Did we start?
Sorry. Kenny, I'd like you to start with the beatbox, if you don't mind. Kick off our Happy Ending. The human beatbox, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Young.
That came up on the show today.
Give me the old because I love the techno.
That's the techno one.
It's
you
my
like
favorite.
That.
Is that the best or what?
I love that. Yeah.
I like to have Heather jump in with the.
That would be Pete. Pete
Let's
would
try it
on
once.
That.
Go ahead, do it, and then Pete will jump in, and then I'll do some. Yeah.
So you got to jump in, and then Heather, you can do like some sort of cool high harmonies to
right.
it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
I'm in.
She's chomping at the bit. All right, Pete, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Heather.
I have a headache. I wish you would shut up. No, seriously.
That's the open for tomorrow. We're taking that.
Wow.
That's the best.
That was the almost awful piece of radio ever created.
We're like so a human jug band.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and listen to the podcast. So I can hear
it. First time ever.
To hear how it sounds.
That's tremendous. Absolutely. The guy mowing his lawn in the 90-degree heat will like that.
Mm. Well, if you do go back and listen to the podcast, you'll be one of the thousands that are listening to our daily podcast. Thousands, I say.
What do you know, Pete?
Well, I shot an email yesterday to the gentleman, Anthony, who runs the IT for
I
us.
I know him so well, I call him Tony.
Tony, little Tony. Didn't he get married recently? Yeah.
That guy didn't marry.
Yeah, yeah she's beautiful.
You're telling me there's a woman.
She's beautiful.
You're kidding me.
She's beautiful.
Oh, and boy. He is the slightest man ever.
He's handsome, but he's slight.
He is really slight.
Yes. He's just as God made him.
That's right.
The tiniest Italian man ever.
Right.
But you're telling me a woman took to him.
A beautiful
okay.
woman.
I just want to make sure.
So I said, I'm just curious, you know, do you have an update on any numbers, you know, monthly numbers? Because it's been a while. I don't even remember what we were.
We had, I think, 10,000.
It was just over 10,000 at last year.
Okay.
10,000 downloads.
So let me take you through the first 2 months of 2020.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we've talked to him since then, because these are the numbers he sent. January, we were, this is the Happy Ending podcast, by the way.
One you're listening to right
full
now.
Full show podcast numbers aren't as impressive.
No.
Well, yeah. It's 2 hours. Who wants to sit through 2 hours?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Happy Ending's 10 minutes, 15
perfect.
Max. And
yeah.
it's
yeah.
just full of bullshit fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So January, we're at 7,000.
Okay.
February, we went up to 9,300.
Per day or a week?
This is per month.
Per
month.
Downloads.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are good numbers.
Yeah.
Per month.
Seriously.
Kevin.
I know.
Okay. I mean, for us, you know, 700 downloads a day.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Really?
Did they say that was good, though? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's good.
So March, we went to 10,200, up another 1,000.
Yeah, I bet we had.
April, kaboom, 13,446 downloads.
Do you think there's any correlation? So you started in January. I started on the show in January. Is there any correlation between those two?
The building?
Yes.
Right? The numbers have been building.
The ramping up?
Well, you know what's funny? Hang on one sec. Do you know what's funny?
This isn't funny. It's sad.
Our old producer actually sent Pete and I a text asking, was hoping that our ratings had gone down. He goes, since I left, did the ratings go down at all?
It was a text, so you couldn't hear his voice.
Yeah, right.
But he read it in his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually sent us that, asking if our ratings.
Well, that's because his lawyer girlfriend was probably preparing a case of some kind against iHeart to, you know, throw
yeah,
at
right.
them about so, numbers.
Said,
and
stuff. I'm sorry to report, but no, they actually went up.
They've
but,
gone up.
Okay, so that was April, Pete?
Was our peak. April was our peak at 13,000.
Oh, no.
Yeah, May was 12,600. Still not bad. June, 9,000. And he's expecting a little lower number in July. But he says, he qualifies it by saying, June and July are always tough months, Pete. So don't worry about it.
They always back up all the bad news within this company with such niceness.
They're iHeart people.
Yeah. They always tell me that about the night numbers, too. because I used to say, well, they'd send out emails, especially our old boss would send out emails and highlight, of course, you guys, Carter and Chuck, and there'd be no mention of my show whatsoever. And then I'd see him in the hall and be like, hey, so how are those 7 to midnight numbers during the week? Well, you know, they always go up and down. So.
Oh, they're so sweet.
What did the last guy used to say? Did he say?
That's who I'm talking
about. Oh, that's who you're talking about. Yeah, because he used to tell us, how are we going to fix this with his eyebrows curled down?
How are we going to fix
this? How are we going to fix this? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
how are we going to fix these
declining podcast numbers?
Well, this podcast isn't helping.
But you're right. iHeart, they managed to. Well, this one, we're going to get a lot of downloads.
Oh, no, we're not.
Maybe we all just need to share it more, like on the social media.
Well, I do it every day.
Myself included.
Do you guys do it every day?
I like it when you do it.
How about retweeting?
Let's retweet.
Is that too much to ask that you could
We all have the same followers.
Fucking retweet it. Is it too much to ask?
Yes, because I know your followers are my followers.
No, not necessarily. My people are different than your people.
Bullshit.
Mine are all the smart people. What are your people?
Mine are the good, clean, honest people. Okay.
Just like you.
That have a dark side. Yeah, that's why. So they like
are you willing to ask me nicely to retweet it?
Retweet it. Your show. Your name's on the show.
That's what I mean. Your name's on it, dude.
How about the listeners? Listeners can do something.
Actually, when you retweet it, my name's not on it, so I don't have to, and Kenny's name's not on it. It says Carlson McKenzie, and then someone has to write in the word Heather.
That's why I always share your Twitter
handle. So you two should do it.
I think you look for it, retweet it. If you're a fan of
this.
You realize that
if you hit like on something, it goes out to people too. God. It says so-and-so like this.
If you're into this happy ending, I think it's your civic duty to share with your followers that you like this program.
If you're listening.
This is the last fucking thing I wanted was to get scolded about my habits on social media.
Put your right hand up, and then state your name.
No.
State my name.
No, I'll do it once.
Promise
in a while.
To retweet.
Nope, won't do
even
it.
Even if I'm a listener.
Not going to promise.
I retweet the least out of all of us and tweet the least out of all of us, so you're probably not going to get me to do it.
Twat.
I guarantee you. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, I was uncalled for.
I looked at tweets and retweets, and I'm the least.
I was going to say twatter.
I've tweeted more than you.
Yep. Lots, actually.
Come on.
No.
Who's the number one twatter?
You're the biggest twat on the show.
Yeah.
Well, you're a right twat.
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go. No.